Bucky's Basement.
Welcome to this week's episode of Bucky's Basement. I'm Bucky, and as always with me in the basement today, I have Old Boy.
Howdy.
And Juicebox.
If you're listening to this podcast, you might be a redneck.
God rest their soul. We are back with another episode of...
Are You Not Transportained?
Which means the guys from Bucky's Basement took another field trip this week, and we did another transportainment.
Show did.
Yeah. Like we said in the intro episode and the first episode that we did, we're going to do all kinds of things in Nashville. Some of them are going to hit, and some of them maybe not so much.
Yeah. I'd say that's an understatement, maybe.
Yeah.
But it is our duty to bring you guys our honest reviews of basically party buses, tour buses, pedal taverns, horse-drawn carriages, golf carts, whatever that we can do to find entertainment on wheels in Nashville. We are going to do it for you.
That's right.
On this series, and we are back because we did another one, and this time we actually brought a guest. It's our second transportainment episode ever, and Juicebox's wife came along with us.
Right. Yeah, I think she feels like tricked or betrayed by us. Like she thought she was coming along to get in something cool. Like, you know, the tractor before was a good time. You know, yeah, the Nashville right. tractor was a good time. We all agreed on that. So she thought she was going to get into something like that where we got to act silly and
have a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was disappointed.
A party on wheels, but we did not do that.
Because again, and you guys know this because you've heard the first two episodes, but I get to pick where we go, and I do not tell them where we go until we pull into the departure location.
Surprise, surprise. Yep.
We also come up with a backstory.
That's right.
And the backstory is who we are and why are we on this party bus in Nashville.
Right. Just in case we're exposed as podcasters reviewing their transportainment.
I think it's also just entertaining for us too,
oh,
right?
Extremely.
I mean,
yeah,
that's coming. Really, it's like another little. It's a version of Fast Pitch coming up with the what our backstory is going to be.
Yeah, it is fun.
I do. I can't wait. I said this yesterday when we did this party bus. I said, I can't wait for the day that like a bus pulls up and they're like, oh, God, Bucky's Basement's here. Like, be on your game.
Yeah, right.
I think we'd be lucky if that ever happened.
And that would only happen if our parents opened a party bus.
Yes. I was thinking that exact same thing. Let's get into the backstory before we tell you about, well, you know, you guys clicked on this episode, so you know what we did. This week we decided to, or I decided to, make these guys go on the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus. And
at 11 a.m. on a Friday morning. Yeah.
These guys took off work just for the exercise of this podcast. For you, our listenership, they took off work to go ride the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus.
Burned up a vacation day to ride the Redneck Comedy Bus.
Yep. I had no idea that this was not only in or it wasn't just in Nashville. So Redneck Comedy Tour Bus is in three different locations. They're in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, right. Nashville, and Branson, Missouri.
Where did they start? Do you know?
They started in Pigeon Forge.
Okay.
Because right. they have like ties with Old Smoky Moonshine, which I thought we were going there yesterday.
Oh yeah, that would have been
they
nice.
They did plug them.
They did plug them. You're
they
right.
They plug them. Yeah.
At one point. So before we get into where we met this party bus, what how fun it was, get into some of the details of the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus, let's tell you about our backstory because we spent a little bit of time coming up with this.
The night before.
Yes. Yep. We were all one sister and three brothers who all came from the seed of the same father but had different mothers.
Right.
Yeah, our dad got around a little bit.
Right. And we found each other on 23andMe.
Correct.
Yeah.
And this story actually had to play yesterday.
It came out.
It did. Unlike the tractor story where it was Old Boy's third marriage, which we right. found out that other lady briefly was on her third marriage yeah. as well.
Yeah, yeah.
This one, we really had to get in depth and pretty much in front of a crowd.
Because the entertainer, the comedy, the comic up there doing the tour.
Georgette Nash.
She would call out everybody and be like, hey, all right, say your name and where you're from. And we all had a place where we were from. So we had to, right off the bat, we had to reveal our cover story to strangers.
Somewhat. It really came at the end. But and I think we were the most entertaining thing on the bus at one point. Towards the end, it was like the fireworks or the, you know, grand finale or whatever. But let's get into this Redneck Comedy Tour Bus. It costs $40 a person to go on. It's a 2-hour tour. We had to meet at Scoreboard's Bar and Grill, which is nowhere near Nashville.
No, it was. Really. I mean, it's in Madison, right? Well, is that technically Madison?
Donelson.
Okay.
So Opryland. So basically, you have to drive 15 to 17 minutes outside of Nashville to go meet this bus. This is a lot different than the Nashville Tractor, where we only drove a few miles outside of the city. This one, you have to get on like interstates and parkways and stuff like that to get to.
Right. Yeah.
And we pulled up the Scoreboards at 11 in the morning. They weren't even open. And you just see all these people sitting in their cars. And we're like, yeah, this has got to be it, right?
Yeah. I had no idea what to expect at this point. When you pulled up there, it was just like, all right, what is this? Is this like a Nashville Palace theme thing, or is it what's going on here?
But probably would have been awesome if it was, right? But let's get into that, because as soon as the bus pulls up at 10:45 a.m. with the departure of 11, and they tell you to be there 30 minutes early, so we were just out there sitting in a parking lot.
I mean, that would make sense, I guess, if like Scoreboards was open and you were getting like pre-gaming or something, but man.
Bus pulls up at 10:45. It's like a camouflage bus. It is very recognizable in Nashville. If you live in like East Nashville, Englewood, Madison, Goodlettsville, you probably see this bus on Ellington Parkway a lot, because that is one of the ways that they travel.
Or you see it downtown a lot too.
You do. Again, big camouflage bus, very recognizable. I know most of you out there that live in Nashville have seen this before. We wanted to go on it just to see what it was like. As soon as the bus pulls up, it was a mass exodus from cars. And you look around, and I think I made a comment to Dana, Juicebox's wife, that I was like, do you see a pattern here? And she said, yeah, the way they vote. And I immediately started laughing.
Yeah, it was a little interesting I was a little interested to see like what we were going to be actually getting ourselves into at that point, seeing the demographic. And also, we were by far the youngest people there, right? Like, none of us are young, and we were the youngest people on this tour bus.
Had to be.
Juicebox did make a comment yesterday. He said, I think we were 20 years too old for the first party bus and 20 years too young for this
one. For this one. You're right. It was an older crowd for sure.
So eventually we're going to find that 40-something entertainment in Nashville and be among our peers. I don't know.
It's just going to be something that has real comfortable seats for everybody to sit on.
Yeah. So there were 30 people. There were 30 people on this bus, and I counted as we were boarding. My initial thoughts was, this smells like a school bus.
Dude, it was straight up a school bus. Yeah. Like, the seats were school bus seats, like, to the T.
When was the last time y'all were on a school bus?
8th grade. No. I mean, besides, like,
probably.
Like, for me, I don't know. We've been on, like, we've rented school buses and gone to Keeneland and stuff when I lived in Kentucky. Like, I don't know. I've been on a school bus fairly recently.
Yeah.
But there's something about that smell that's very nostalgic. Like, it just takes your mind back to something else.
Yeah. The diesel fumes.
It wasn't very clean on the floor. I did notice that as I was boarding. So we get on there and we're waiting because they cannot leave until 11 a.m. But everybody got on right at 10:45. So we've got a solid 10 to 12 minutes of what I like to call pre-tour jokes. And that's where we met Lenny. And Lenny was the school bus driver.
Yeah.
But he was also, I guess, what you would call in the comedy world, the warm-up act to Georgette Nash.
Yeah.
Okay. I buy it.
He told a couple of, like, just one-off jokes. It's 11 in the morning. Either you're hungover or you're just hopped up on coffee. I mean, there's no in-between there.
Mm-hmm.
I think he told one joke. A lot of jokes fell flat. One joke kind of hit, and that was the girl with the white boots that he kept harping on. And I wish he would have continued that when she boarded.
Yeah,
yeah, it'd have been good.
Yeah, but so he dropped it. Just immediately, like, get into one person on the bus and just ride that the rest of the time.
Yeah.
It's like your ongoing joke or your long game, you know?
That's like kind of secretly my nightmare in every situation is that right before the place that I'm getting ready to step into, someone was just talking smack about me and everybody was laughing. And then you just walk in, you have no clue. Everybody's like looking at you.
You're always afraid you're the girl in the white boots.
Exactly. Yeah. Every situation, I'm the girl in the white boots.
That is kind of terrifying.
All right, so we take off from Scoreboard's Bar and Grill, which we were all surprised to find out that they have a pool.
Same.
A big redneck bar out by Opryland, and they have a pool there that I guess you can swim in.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah, I have questions, but
I'm sure you do. So we take off there, and we take Briley Parkway to basically 40 and take the interstate into Nashville.
Yeah.
We were introduced to Georgette Nash, like they said before, who was our host slash comedian slash tour guide.
Tour guide, yeah.
Yeah, it's like our Jeff Foxworthy for 2 hours.
Yeah. And Georgette reminded me immediately of that aunt that you have at every like family gathering.
Oh my God, she did remind me of an aunt I have. Yeah. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
That just sits in the kitchen and tells jokes and like just keeps the party going. Like you cannot have awkward silences, so they got to keep talking.
Yeah.
And she, initial impression, I thought this could like eventually be funny. I think initially, it was not as, let's use the term cringe, as, you know, later on in the tour.
Yeah, it definitely, the cringe value went up and up and up. But yeah, I was waiting for it to become more funny, I guess, or waiting for like the real jokes to start rolling out.
Yeah, without alcohol, you know what I mean? Like,
There's a reason that there's a 2-drink minimum at comedy clubs.
You're right. You're right. And there's no drinks here, so that probably hurt the jokes.
That is true.
And it's just a take. It's a riff off like what was that Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, Ron White? Remember
the Redneck Kings of Comedy?
Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Okay, so it's just a riff on that, right? It's just
kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just. Okay, but anyway, so you know what we're into.
It's just like, talking about people from things from the South was like the whole underlying theme of all the jokes was like, this is how we do it in the South.
This is how it's done in the South.
This is how we say it in the South.
Yeah, that's how we say things. This is what we eat.
Maybe she was just filling out the crowd at that point. And it's really hard to fill out a crowd at 11 a.m. on a Friday, I think.
Yeah.
And these people are from all over the country, exactly. Right?
They're not from the South. That's the other thing. The main clientele is not from the South.
Only we were from the South.
We were the only locals for sure.
So I guess they eat up those kind of jokes, I guess. Like those people in New York were the ones laughing the most.
Because they don't see this all the time. And you're like a gas station down the road, you know? Or the whole bless your heart thing or all that stuff that we are known for in the South is like Southern hospitality, which means we'll be nice to your face, but when you walk away, we'll just start talking shit.
Yeah.
I think she was testing the line or setting the line to see how far she could go. Sure. Because when I say they're from all over the country, that segues into the fact that the very first activity pretty much that was interactive on this Redneck Comedy Tour bus was, who are you, what's your name, and where are you from?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that took a good 30 minutes.
Yeah, we didn't even, yeah.
I mean, you got 30 people, and she gets your name, where you're from, and then tells a joke about that. Or at least attempts to.
Right, more or less.
Yeah.
A lot of couples on this, a lot of married couples. I think her funniest joke was immediately into this tour. She's very good at this one. This took me by surprise. I think I saw old boy laughing. I laughed.
I laughed at a few things.
There was a couple that was elderly, and they had been together but not married, and they were together for a year.
I wouldn't say they were elderly.
Okay, not elderly. Yeah. Like, 60s.
Yeah, okay.
I would say 60s. And they were not married, and they had been together for a year. So she walks up and takes a picture of this guy. And says that, you know, basically,
if you come up missing, we've got a record of him. he was here and what he looks like.
But like turns around the phone and shows everybody the picture that she had just taken. Like she got right in his face and took this picture. And I thought that joke slapped.
Yeah,
it was good.
I thought it was funny. And then, you know, we had to do our thing where we introduced ourselves.
Right.
Which was the first layer of the story, because they came to me and Dana and they were like, how long have you guys been married? And Dana's like, we're actually brother and sister.
Right.
So
right
and they're like, what are you doing here in town?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And then I text him. I was like, y'all should kiss after y'all said y'all were brother and sister.
I received that text, but it was not ready to make that commitment to the character.
You played it off well, because she said, are you married? And you said yes. And she said, well, where's your wife? And you were like, back home. Yeah. You know, yeah. Why are you going to continue to ask? We get through it. Then it turns to my turn,
right,
and old boy's turn. And we are...
Bucky is... Bucky from Prattville, Alabama, and that's how he said it. And I was like, man, you're going too hard, dude.
I was playing the character.
It was too hard. It was too much.
I said that old boy and I were half brothers. We weren't sitting in the same seat. We were across the aisle from each other.
Right.
And it gets to old boy and they ask where he's from. And this is one of the best parts for us internally. It's the most entertaining part of the tour.
I immediately started squirming because I knew. I called it the night before. I was like, watch, these people are going to be from Paris, Tennessee. So I said, I'm Zach. I'm from Paris, Tennessee. And immediately she's like, Lenny gets his t-shirts for Bears.
I'm yeah.
Like, God damn it. He's going to ask questions. I'm just like, you know, it's like, oh, biggest catfish fry in the state. And I'm like, yep, sure is.
Yep.
Thank God that's where it ended. And she fucking moved on, because I was like, I was not prepared to answer more questions.
Our cover could have been blown right then and there.
It was about to be.
But no, they moved on to the six women that were behind us that were all together, that were all from upstate New York.
Yeah.
And she started telling the jokes about upstate New York, and like, I don't understand why they all felt the need to say we're from upstate New York, but
I don't either. But also I was like trying to think, like, is upstate New York, was she confusing that with like New York City or something?
Maybe.
Or like, I felt I was confused about what she was trying to, what the jokes were there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wrote down one of those ladies' names was Sandy Beach.
That's right. Sandy Beach. Yeah.
Yep. Stripper name.
Yep.
Great name.
Sandy, if you're listening to our podcast, or you've somehow found us because Redneck Comedy Tours reposted this, which anyway, so we go through the Where's Everyone From segment, and then I wrote down the bus is cold.
The bus was freezing cold.
It was like, it was all the windows were up too, and it seemed like they had the air conditioning on, and it was like 49 degrees outside.
Yeah, it was tough. It's like a real school bus.
So then we get into the next segment as we are approaching the skyline downtown off the interstates that we've been driving on. Yeah. Shout out to Nashville potholes, because I felt every one of those sitting on top of the wheel well in the back of this bus.
Oh, yeah.
We get into redneck phrases. That is the second segment that goes on.
Let me just say, this is all in service to get everyone redneck certified. That's the goal of this tour, is to get everybody on the bus redneck certified.
That's right. So you don't look like a terrorist.
Yeah.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
So you blend in.
Yep. the whole time I was like, does she keep calling us a terrorist?
Yeah.
It was too country for me. And it was like, I was like, I swear to God, she's saying terrorist. But it's tourist. She didn't want us to look like tourists, but it came across as terrorist.
It very much so did. She went through some words like, do you guys remember any of these things? I think I took pictures.
What was it? Saturday? Would it have been Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday?
Saturday.
I forgot. I took some pictures. I'm going to look them up now.
Your mom and them?
That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Because that is kind of the sign-off to our show.
And we are in the South.
Y'all was one of them, which everybody can... And it wasn't yours. Mama Nim.
Mama Nim.
Mama Nim.
Was it one of them Gubment?
Gubment, yeah.
Yeah. With a B.
Speaking of that, we got some of those jokes thrown in there, or sprinkled in.
Oh, yeah.
Bless your heart.
This was a very red, both neck and color tour.
Yeah, emphasis on red for sure.
Yeah, so we get into the phrases segment, and that's, to me, where all of the comedy just left the window of the bus. It was like, okay, this is new. Where's everybody from? Always a good, always plays on any
great open,
tour bus, right? You're going to find out, you're going to say, oh, I'm from there, or, you know, I know somebody from there, blah, blah, blah.
Especially if someone's good at doing the crowd work, which this lady was moderately good at.
Yeah. She knew how to continue talking. No awkward silences.
Actually, maybe like her crowd work might have been some of the best
part of
the whole tour. Right,
yeah. Yep. So the redneck phrases is kind of where it just slowed to a screeching halt for me. It was like, this is fresh. This is new. I'm not learning anything, but it's kind of funny. And these ladies behind me won't stop laughing. And it kind of makes you laugh.
Yeah. They did love it, man. That was crazy how much they were laughing.
I think people not from around here, eat that goofy shit up. So
I did write down a couple of other things. As soon as we get off at Demumbrian Street, she does the Demumbrian thing. How do you pronounce that word? Then we roll up to the Music Row portion of this. Mm-hmm. Now, this was slightly educational, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit.
We find out that Reba McEntire owns a $3.4 million thing studio that she built, we talk about RCA Studio B. They go down Music Row. They talk about, you know, this old hotel with a guitar shaped pool. And again, very minimal of this is like history, educational, Nashville music, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Most of the second half of this was just recommending things to do or pointing shit out on the way back. But we are exiting Music Row on our way to what we know is the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is 50 minutes into this tour.
The halfway
They
point.
Prepare you at the beginning. They say 50 minutes in, we're going to be at the Country Music Hall of Fame. So I knew that we only had a few minutes left. And they're exiting Music Row. I'm like, all right, we're going to, you know, go down Broadway, see this. But then we get the seg of the potentially worst jokes, or I thought were going to be the most offensive jokes on the entire 2-hour experience.
Yeah.
And that was, I wrote hip hop into Miley Cyrus into Beat Your Children. I mean, it was.
More or less.
I know. They were like talking, going through all the different type of music that's like recorded in Nashville. And she was like, and even hip hop. And people on the bus were like, oh no, like groaning. It was just like, oh God, what's about to happen next?
Then she compared hip hop to Billy Ray Cyrus. And then she talked about Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter swinging on a wrecking ball with no clothes on. And then she talked about throat punching her in her front yard.
Her own daughter. If her own daughter dressed that way, she would punch her in the throat.
As soon as she turned 18. Because I wrote it down. She said, it only costs $127.50 to beat your kid. Because that's how much it costs to get bailed out of jail after beating your kid or paying the citation or whatever.
So she would throat punch her daughter and take that $130 down to the police station and tell them to keep the change. It was so bad at that point. And right then, Juicebox's wife turns around and looks at me and just, I can see the disdain in her eyes. Like, she's just pissed.
We really did trick Dana.
It's me, not we. I will take full responsibility for this. But we have to do them all here on Bucky's Basement.
Are you not transportained?
Sounds just like Russell Crowe.
I don't know if I was. All right, so we're going by the Music City Center about to stop at the Country Music Hall of Fame for a 30-minute stop. And this bothers me when I've in previous lives have been affiliated with things in downtown area and they are misrepresented, right? Yeah. When we go by the Music City Center, she talks about the parking of the Music City Center and like how I will agree with this. It's probably the best place to park in all of Nashville. They have 1,400 covered parking spaces there.
Oh, she said 5,800.
Yeah.
5,800. When she said 5,800, I was like, can that be right?
That would be like that whole building.
That's
enormous.
I was blown away. It was like the first thing I was like, all right. Georgette, if you're listening to this podcast, it's not 5,800. Anyway, so then we pull up to the Country Music Hall of Fame. And we are told that we have 30 minutes to do what? Like,
get a drink or use the bathroom.
Go to Baja Sexto, which they pushed a lot. which is a Mexican Tex-Mex place inside the Country Music Hall of Fame compound, right? Complex. But why would you drop off at the Country Music Hall of Fame if you don't have time to experience the Country Music Hall of Fame? Like, I don't understand why this wouldn't be like a tractor thing where we get off at a bar or, you know, to use a restroom.
It was for the restroom, but and they encouraged you to buy a lemonade, right?
It was a redneck margarita.
Right, and say it's lemonade so you can legally take it back on the
gotcha.
Outside, which, but I checked it out. I think all it was like just a deal that they gave you on the margarita because it was just like a regular margarita. It was just like $2 less than like the house margarita if you bought one.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So we did fully experience this. And we, again, every time we do one of these, we're going to do the entire thing, everything that's recommended. So Juicebox and I went in and got a redneck margarita. I tasted so much more sour than tequila. It was a wake up, Bucky. Like, I mean,
it was so tart, tart.
Almost crazier than coffee as far as getting you up. And I was like, holy shit. So then we're just standing around for the next 15 minutes waiting for this bus to pull back up.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It could have been something. Yeah. You might want to negotiate something else.
Yeah.
At least where all of the people are together and you're not dumping off into the Country Music Hall of Fame, which, you know, probably hosts 10,000 people a day going through there or something. Like, so it's just a big turnstile of people.
Sure. You know, they asked if anybody had been, and in my cover story, my person had not been. And so he lied. But I think everybody else, I wonder if it's like one of those things where people, so they got them through the door. Because when you go in, it looks cool inside. You know what I'm saying? So those people that haven't been, maybe they're like, yeah, I'm going to come back and check us out. Like, it's cool looking, so I don't know.
That, and there's that gift shop there. So you got to think all these people are from out of town. They're not locals like us. So then when they see like the disco ball cowboy hat or like some of this other Nashville paraphernalia memorabilia, they're like, okay, I'll get something here.
Get a Taylor Swift album. They had a shitload of those in the gift shop of the Country Music Hall of Fame. All right, so then we're back on the bus 30 minutes later, standing outside. Again, the second funniest thing that happened to us all day was there's these three photos above the door at the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Shit, I didn't think you were going to bring that up.
And the three photos are, it's Eric Church.
Lucinda Williams. And I can't think of who the third person is.
It's like an old country lady, right? And old boy points out that the old country lady looks like David Bowie, which was really funny.
Yeah.
And that Lucinda Williams looks like, was it
Rod Stewart?
Rod Stewart. And,
yeah, it's a bad joke. it kind of like you had to be there.
If you get a chance, drive by the front of the Country Music Hall of Fame and look up there and tell me that that's not Rod Stewart and David Bowie on those pictures.
I just love the idea that someone else like overheard you saying that to yourself. Like someone else is like, that guy said it was Rod Stewart.
Oh, it was good.
It was good. You should be a tour guide on the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus.
Oh, I would love it.
I think you would point out a few more things. All right, so we're back on the bus. We understand that we are going to, you know, kind of drive through town, and then this is the, you know, end it. We got 40. I think I texted you guys. Y'all were kind of getting mad at that point, and I said 38 minutes left.
Yeah. I was looking at my clock a lot on this tour.
Yeah, I think even before the bus even took off, I was like, how long is this thing again? Like, how long are we going to be on this bus? And it was 2 hours.
Well, let's tell the truth. Like, at the midway point when they dropped us, when we got off at the Country Music Hall of Fame, all of us were like, should we get back on this thing?
That's very true.
We're so close to, like, bars.
All right, so the next thing I wrote down, which was a joke that went on for way too long, was the $80 pair of britches. Y'all don't remember that? It was very forgettable.
I didn't get the gist of the joke. She was saying there were holes in the pants that she was trying to buy for $80.
Yeah.
And that was the joke?
But she just kept saying $80 pair of britches like over and over and over again. By that time, I looked up and we're right next to Woolworths on Fifth Avenue and the arcade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she said she doesn't know how much a mall cost. And that's... It's kind of one of those things where on the way back, she's just like, oh, Printer's Alley's down there. They have this, 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 and this. And, you know, this is right here. They have this, this, and this. And I get it. If you're a tourist, makes sense. You're pointing out shit to do. And people like that stuff.
Pointing out the arcade and Printer's Alley. Those are two places to go.
Yeah. So I would have chosen a sightseeing tour if I wanted that.
Right.
But I chose the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus and expected a lot more comedy, a lot less redneck.
A lot less tour.
Less tour. Yeah. All right. Then we get into some more serious child abuse stuff because we said this tour is sponsored by child abuse. The next thing I have, I'm sure you have the same thing. Is Benadryl for grandkids to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
That's before the...
Well, that was when they took them to the movies and got them hopped up on candy or something. What was the beginning of that joke?
It was. I think her child left the grandkids with her, and something got canceled. Like, the movie got canceled, and the dad was like, no, they're staying with you. And then she figured out to put Benadryl on their...
She went through a whole bottle of Benadryl. That was the punchline of the joke. I went through a whole bottle of Benadryl that night.
God, I wonder how many grandkids that was.
Five.
Oh, that's still a lot.
Tough, man.
Dana points out that this is a child abuse tour. I kind of agree with her, so I wrote that down as the next note. Because then we talk about taking our grandkids to the mall.
You're right. Hold on. Before we get to the mall, though, didn't she make a joke about the Titans?
Oh, yeah. God rest their soul.
Yeah. And you were like, nope.
You almost blew the cover right there.
Like,
she was like, who said that?
Yeah. And, I just put my head.
Prattville, Alabama over here fucking like, nope, don't be talking about my Titans.
I just put my head down.
She knew where it came from.
If I say God rest their soul and you're watching this on YouTube right now and I put my hand up, it's because that's one of the things that resonated with me. Every time she mentioned somebody who was dead, you have to raise your hand and say, God rest their soul.
Right. Yeah.
And then she tried to trick you. It's kind of like, what's that game you play, Simon Says?
Yeah.
It reminded me of.
You're right.
Because then she's like, Dolly Parton. And then people would do the God rest her soul. No, she's still alive. God rest her back for holding her front up all these years or something like that. Like that. These are the jokes you're going to get on the Redneck Comedy Tour.
You're right.
You're right, I almost blew the cover. But then we get back into more jokes on the way back because right now we're on Ellington Parkway. Ellington Parkway turns into Briley Parkway, gets right back to Opryland, right? Yep.
And we're at this point, we're running on E on jokes. I think we had some Paula Deen jokes.
Okay, so did you make any notes about the Paula Deen jokes?
Not really. I kind of wanted to forget them, but I can pull them out of memory.
So one of the jokes that she was talking about or that she said was something about the cake was so good that you want to take it home, so you're going to stuff it down your shirt. It's like, what is this a joke?
And then she talked about titty cake.
Well, I guess she was saying, I've never been to Paula Deen's, but she's... Have you?
No.
Okay. Well, me neither. So she was saying when you get to the door, it says like explicitly on the front door, no take-home boxes or something.
Yeah.
So she's talking about the food's so good, you want to smuggle it out.
Right.
So she, hiding ooey-gooey cake or something.
That's what cleavage. It was. Yeah, it was something like that. And then putting a chicken leg in your pocket and cleaning the lint off later on.
Yeah.
That was another joke.
Yep. Yeah.
And for dessert, just reach down there and grab some of that cake because it's warm. Your titty cake stayed warm because it's between... God, dude.
I mean, just think, all these jokes are just in the service of becoming redneck certified, you guys.
Exactly.
That is. I think the redneck certification was a little rushed because, again, the last child abuse joke of the day was she took her grandkids to the mall and she rubbed Xanax on their tongues while she was taking moonshine shots at this moonshine place. That apparently gives you way too much alcohol for free.
13 shots for free?
Yeah, I don't understand. I think that was an exaggeration, like the parking spaces. Maybe.
Man, I'm going to get lit next time.
Maybe we need to go to Opry Mills and check this place out now.
Pre-game at Opry
Mills. For the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus. I get that. Because on the way back, now we're going to get redneck certified. And I don't understand this. This is answering some country musician trivia.
Yeah.
And
you got a lot of them.
I didn't get a single one.
Yes, you did. You named some dudes that got arrested.
Oh, yeah. And, Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw. Oh,
you were all over that one. You're the only one to answer that one.
Because I couldn't think of any of the other ones. I was pissed. And as soon as I knew one, I knew I was going to yell it out just loud and firm so the whole bus could hear it.
You're right.
You knew the Hank Williams one, right?
I knew the Hank Williams one, yeah.
That is true. So we are technically redneck certified.
Amen. God rest our souls.
God rest that fucking party bus. All right, so we get off at Music Valley Drive, and we are back at Scoreboards.
Real quick, before it was over, we had our like crowning moment of the story.
Oh yeah. Let's play back on that from earlier in this podcast.
Our cover story.
So I don't know how it came. How did it come about? Because Dana like drove this whole thing.
The lady was like, "I know you guys are all together." She made some comment about that, and it was like, "Yeah, we all have the same dad." And the lady was like, "What did you do, like 23andMe or something?" And Dana was like, "Yeah, exactly."
And now the government has our our DNA.
Yep, and how we don't trust the government.
This lady was adamant. Man, she is hardcore conspiracy lady.
Oh, big time. She's like, "I had my appendix removed, and I know they've got it." And I was like, "What?" I was like, why does the government have your appendix?
Again, this surprise that all four of us came from the same dad, different moms, at the end using 23andMe could have been the pop on the whole tour for the rest of the people.
Yeah, that's a real redneck story. And like, I think the people appreciated it. It played out perfectly.
Here's what failed about this, right? Mm-hmm. They are brother and sister from Kentucky, and she did not drop like an incest joke or anything.
Right.
And I was like, It's like they just teed this up for you. You're a comedian.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
But
I wish y'all had kissed. I would.
It would have been real weird. It
brought the place down.
In one way or another.
It might have. So we're back, and obviously the exit of the tour bus is the same as last week. I think a lot of tour companies could be making a lot more money, especially the tour guides, drivers, you know, anybody who works there is on those buses with Venmo QR codes, because it is rare people carry cash, and to have a tip bucket, which we want it to, if you go on any of these things out there, I always suggest, please tip your drivers, tip your tour guides. These people are working hard in Nashville.
No doubt.
And the cost of living in the city is fucking ridiculous. So
it's
really hard to make it by, you know, just based off that hourly wage. So feel free to tip, but you companies out there, if you're listening to our podcast, you got to come up with more creative ways to tip your people. That's going to retain them, keep them around, and possibly send them to comedy school.
Did they not have a QR code tip thing?
I didn't see it, but I wasn't looking.
They didn't.
I tipped with cash, so I didn't even look for it. But I just assumed,
and they said no.
Dang.
Anyway,
that's a big mess.
Well, they probably think that's a way for the government to track them.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
It is. All right. So we have been on this redneck comedy tour bus. Again, you can find one in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Nashville, and Branson, Missouri. So it is a chain. And now I guess let's go on and get on to a few different things or just rate our experience all together. I'm going to say initial impression, this could be interesting. Like, that's kind of how I felt when I got on the bus.
Yeah, and I think it could still be interesting if you switch some things up, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also, everybody's going to have a different experience, because who knows how many different, like, comedian, tour guide they have. Like, it's probably not always Georgette, you know what I'm saying?
It's true. Yeah, different rotation of talent.
I'm going to give a shout out to Lenny here, because he chimed in on a couple of things, and I think Lenny was the comedian of the day.
One of my favorite jokes from Lenny was when they were talking about the Titan Stadium, and she was like, "It's going to cost $2.5 billion," and he said, "I just heard they updated that number to $2.5 billion."
In context, it was really funny. Yeah. So there were a couple of things on this to make you laugh. I think maybe three jokes out of 2 hours of talking, or an hour and a half with our 30-minute break. But we have a rating system on Are You Not Transportained? Mm-hmm. And it is woos, because everybody knows that Nashville means wooing. Everybody woos. Bachelorette parties woo. you know, people on conferences that are wearing lanyards, they woo. Families woo.
Hell yeah.
I guess wooing is just a thing that we do in Nashville. It's like hot chicken.
Yeah, Nashville woos.
Yeah, Nashville woos. So we're going to do our rating system out of woos. It is, we're going to, out of five woos, right? Five. If you get five, woo, five, you have done a damn good job running your transportainment vehicle in Nashville.
Okay.
If you get a one, we're going to need to work on some things, or you might want to find a different city to move this to. So without further ado, I'm going to let old boy go first. Okay. On how many woos are you going to give the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus?
Okay. I'm going to give it two. And I was the wrong clientele for it, like right off the bat. So it's not made for me, but there's things you could do, I think, to change it. Going down Music Row was kind of nice because, there is history there. There's things to talk about. All the jokes fell flat. But I think you could go around to different parts of the city and show some things and, like, make a better act, I think. So I think it has potential. It's just not for me. So I just took it pretty low. But I don't want to completely, like, dump on it because I think they worked hard. It's just it's just not for me.
Yeah. I'm with you. I might go three just for a lot of the same reasons that you just described, because it's not for us. And the people that were on the bus beside for us seemed to be enjoying it. Sure. Like a majority of the people were laughing at the jokes or, like, you know, seemed to be enjoying themselves.
True. That's true.
And I want to, like, try to think about it in that type of aspect, not just my own, like,
that's fair. Because
honestly, I was miserable in this tour. Like, I could not wait for it to be over.
Same. It was very. I was uncomfortable the whole time. Just cringed the whole time. Maybe is that it?
That's a good description.
Yeah, I think for the money, for $40 a person, you know, based on the last thing that we did, which was the Nashville Tractor, I think, you know, I was trying to figure out, you know, why that was so expensive when you're just riding up and down 12th Avenue or whatever. Mm-hmm. So this one, you're just basically on an interstate most of the time with a good 15 to 20 minutes in town. As far as modes of, you know, moving goes, I'm going to say I'm with the old boy. I'm giving it a two. Honestly, I kind of wanted to give it a one, but I laughed a few times. I learned a few things.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that parking.
Yeah, I don't think that this should be. It is definitely listed on their website as, like, one of the best things to do. Where, you know, we got a certificate of excellence from TripAdvisor. We've got all these 5-star reviews.
Oh.
But I think all of that is pulled from, like Juicebox was saying, Branson, Missouri, Pigeon Forge, Nashville, different tour guides, different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we could have got a killer today. You know, like a guy who just got up there and just every joke hit. With us and maybe not everybody else on the bus.
Sure.
I just think we probably picked the wrong thing. So I was borderlining a one, but a two. So really quick, before we get out of here, I want to read a couple of reviews online.
That's a good idea because that gives you a more rounded opinion of it.
And tell me if this doesn't exactly describe what we experienced yesterday, because I'm just going to read the top 3 1-star reviews on TripAdvisor. The title is Horrible Do Not Book. Had to drive 20 minutes outside of town to pick up the tour. The comedian spent the whole tour asking people where they were from and what they did, and then attempted some crass humor to link their job and their location. We were waiting for the comedy to start when we first stopped at the Country Music Hall of Fame. Half people got off the bus. I wish we had two. Don't book. Better options elsewhere. Not funny at all.
Shit. Half the people got off the bus and didn't get back on?
Yeah. On that tour. All right. The next one is Not Entertaining is the title. I thought this would be entertaining and informative. While the second half of the trip was informative, the language that was used was not appropriate. I don't agree with that. I am so glad that I did not take any children.
Why would you take a kid on this anyway? Why would you think that would be something to do?
I don't know. And the reason I'm reading is because there's 109 1-star reviews, but there are 2,980 5-star reviews for this company.
Yeah.
So again, they are definitely doing something right. The money, $40 for what I got, I wouldn't do it again. I mean, I think we're all in agreement to that. No. I wouldn't take anybody that I knew that I know to do this.
If we had friends, this is how I kind of look at it too. If I had friends coming in town, and would I tell them to go on this? And I would not.
Yeah.
You know who I would? I would recommend this to my in-laws. I feel like.
Yeah.
There's some people that there's some people that I know, some family members I feel like I could recommend this to.
They would enjoy it. Okay. I mean, that's fair. I mean, and people do enjoy it. You said 2,000 versus 100?
Yeah. Almost 3,000 five-star reviews, 109 one-star reviews. I agree with you. I would, you know, my family hails from, at least half of it, from West Virginia. If they were down here, I'd be like, hey, you want to meet your own people? Go on the Redneck Comedy Tour Bus.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... Also, we're going to go eventually, and we don't know what we're going to do next on Are You Transportained? Because, again, it's a surprise to these guys every time we do it.
And we only have so many vacation days.
It's true. But I also want to try out another historic comedy tour bus in Nashville called the Nash Trash Tour, which I hear is a little bit of a different experience, but I want to kind of compare the two.
Okay.
So that's going to be exciting. We're definitely not doing that next. We need a palate cleanser. We started off with a boom on episode one. Episode two, man, this fell flat as it could fall.
Did you guys notice when we were downtown at the Country Music Hall of Fame, that extreme party bus drove by, and it was just like, I like looked at it like longingly, like, oh man, I wish I was on that right now.
I almost give that one five woos just by
just the way it looked.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
It's like you're standing out in the rain and the party's going on inside the house. Oh, man. Well, we're going to continue to do this for you guys.
That's right.
Again, you can watch every one of these episodes on YouTube. On this one, we're not drunk. Normally, we like to go on a party bus and then come to the studio and record immediately after to get our initial reaction. And on this one, we're just hungover because we went on a sober tour for 2 hours, and then we went out and got drunk. And we were like, we can't. We can't do this.
It was a long day.
It was a very long day, but we are back for you each and every week on Bucky's Basement. Again, wherever you're listening, feel free to like and subscribe, or we're Bucky'sBasement.com. We're always on YouTube. Normally, the episodes come out a day early, so if you want to get to that office on Monday, and while people are listening to us in their headphones, you already know what happened. That is a good thing to do.
You can see how tired we look and how we need some coffee. Some Deca Gray coffee.
That is. Feel free to go to DecaGray.com and type in the promo code Bucky's Base. That's BUCKYSBASE. And you will get some sort of a discount. We are really not sure what that is. But it is delicious coffee, and it got me up this morning, and it got me going.
Hell yeah.
Because I had to get up awfully early after staying out awfully late last night. We are back each and every week on Bucky's Basement. Thank you guys so much for listening. Are You Not Transportained is going to be the hottest thing out. So tell
your mom and them.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away.